It's decision day for two Auburn targets. Will they choose the Tigers?
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the bug, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
Yes, sir. We're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, a.k.a. Charlie Five, and we are ready to get after it. It's decision day for two Auburn targets, and coincidentally, both of them are wide receivers. We're going to talk about both of those today, and Auburn loses a commit. I know we've been talking about Auburn gaining commitments, and we kind of hinted at this a couple of days ago. We'll talk about the impact there as well, but let's jump right into it today. 10:30 a.m. Central Standard Time on the Rivals YouTube page. Deshaun Hall, four-star wide receiver from Prattville High School, will announce his decision. Be kind of fun. We'll watch this show, and then we'll all go hang out over there and watch the announcement live and see if he chooses Auburn. It's down to Auburn and Penn State. I think it's pretty clear the most recent momentum has been all in Auburn's favor. Several predictions from some of the top Rivals national analysts, recruiting analysts. Just seems like all the momentum is in Auburn's favor. And I think the Auburn side is very, very confident in this announcement going their way this morning. So potentially could be adding the number 189 overall player in the country. If you haven't had any opportunity to look up anything on Deshaun Hall, it's pretty simple. Big and tall and can jump out of the gym. He's a basketball kid that picked up football, I think, last year. Maybe have played before, but at Prattville High School, I think last year was his first year. And had a lot of success, 40-something catches, over 600 yards receiving, 7 or 8 touchdowns. He's another – it's very similar to James Pace, where he's very highly rated on 247. He's very highly rated, a top 50 player essentially on both sites. And then on Rivals, he's a 3-star, but his average, his industry average across the board – is a 4-star. So if Rivals gets some more eyeballs on him, if they do their re-rankings and he shoots up to a 4-star because he's right there on the cusp of becoming a 4-star, you could see his ranking go up even more across the board. It's just, hey, he's only been there 1 year. He's really, really raw. Let's watch him a little bit more. And funny enough, that is – one thing, I mean, that's almost exactly how this staff viewed this recruitment. And one thing that I love about the way they've handled recruitments like this, and what am I talking about? In-state kid, lot of hype, lot of stars, and you would think this would be, and a wide receiver as well, offensive staff, you would think that this would be a no-brainer. Let's go all in on him. We'll get the in-state kid, big, tall kid that we can throw in our offense, probably be a good weapon. But they don't do that. They don't do that. Even I understand that, sure, there's a lot of 4-star kids in this class, and you could say, well, they're not – just trusting all their evaluations. I mean, they're going to get in the big time kids too. Well, the thing is, it doesn't matter if you're just a big time kid with a big time rating. You got to fit what these guys want to do culturally, and you got to be a player too. And they're going to get eyeballs on you before they really pull the trigger and make a decision. And that's exactly what happened with Deshaun Hall. There were times where maybe he wasn't even at the top of the list as far as priority goes at wide receiver. There were times when I'm not even sure that he was a take in this class. But what did they do? They were patient. They kept having him on visits. And then they had a camp. They had a 7-on-7 camp on campus. Deshaun Hall came. They actually got to see him perform. And 7-on-7s are, some people love them, some people hate them, and I get it. I get why on both sides. But regardless, you get to see a skill set up close and personal and in multiple repetitions. And he came in, he dominated, he kept going rep after rep after rep, and opened their eyes. And from that moment, they were like, okay, this is switched over from just we understand who the kid is. We understand his rating. Now we've seen him perform, and we see the tools that we can use to fit our system and bring in a really good player. They switched their focus, and they just locked in on him. And I don't think it was much long after that was when the eagle science started. We had the war dam with the eagle that was supposedly signifying Deshaun Hall, and then you started having the recruiting predictions roll in. It's really been the theme of almost every player in this class. We're going to be patient, but once we figure out this is the kid we want, we're going to put the hammer down, and we're going to go get him in the class. Now, that eagle went out. Gosh, I can't even remember. It feels like it was a month ago. It's not that long ago, but it was several days ago, and Hall didn't immediately commit. And it's because of when you have these high-profile guys like this, it's not as simple as just pulling the trigger, because there's going to be – I mean, he's announcing on Rivals' YouTube page. I'm sure that there's a host – there's a setup. I'm sure he's going to have like a ceremony. Like, those things can't happen overnight. And then you're going to have to jump on Rivals time. You're going to have to get in line, because they're announcing a lot of kids' commitments, like it seems like every single day. So I'm sure there was some time there that they had to arrange all these things. And in that same time, I think Penn State was like, man, this is our number one guy on the board. We're going to give our last-ditch effort. And maybe there was, I don't even want to call it back and forth, but maybe there was a, man, maybe I need to pay a little bit more attention to Penn State. Regardless, Auburn is supremely confident as you go into this announcement, and I don't see any reason why they shouldn't be. So if he doesn't pick Auburn at 10:30 in just a couple of hours, it would be a huge upset. I don't feel like that's happening. I haven't really heard anything as of late to make me think that he would go anywhere other than Auburn. But we'll see. We'll see how that thing plays out. Auburn has an opportunity to really jump on the, you know, jump back into the spotlight with a big audience today for that announcement. Now, you've gone on a little run of, you know, quote-unquote three-star commits. You jump right back in it right here with a big-time receiver. Again, he's a basketball kid. He looks like a basketball player playing football right now. All it's going to take is him starting to, you know, get in the weight room the right way and fill out his body, and he'll start looking like a football player playing football in no time. Not going to be a burner, not going to be a top-end speed, just burn past you type guy, but he is going to be a big body that can win those one-on-one matchups and, you know, make some stuff happen after the catch with his size, and then be a red zone nightmare. All kind of fun tools for Alex Golish to play with Deshaun Hall. So we'll see what happens here in just a few hours with his recruitment. I can't wait to tell you all about this other guy. I was looking up information on him, and I felt like it had to be just untrue. I felt like there's no way that these numbers can be real. We'll talk about that in just a second. But before we do that, let's give a quick shout out to buyauburn.com. If you're an Auburn business owner, you can sign up today, whether you're an alumni or just a fan and you own your own business, for less than $1 a day. You can sign up and join our business network. And the goal is to have Auburn fans start their buying process with buyauburn.com. Hey, I want to do a business with an Auburn person first before I do anything. You can do that. Just go to buyauburn.com. And if you need, speaking of, if you need a good real estate agent, I'm on buyauburn.com. And you're looking for property in the Auburn, Opelika area, hit me up, Kyle Rush at kw.com. I got some really cool game day stuff. I got all kind of stuff that we can look at, whether it's an investment property, whether it's a game day cottage. I'm your guy. Hit me up. It's Kyle Rush at kw.com. We'll be back right after this. I couldn't really believe I heard about this team last year. Okay. And just completely honest, I don't study all of Alabama high school football probably like I should. But I started to catch wind of Southside Selma. And if you remember, that's where Derek and Eric Smith went to high school. I started catching wind of them last year and how good they were and how bad they were beating teams. And then about halfway through the season, this quarterback that they have, his name's Cole Moody, and he was in eighth grade, and he was just throwing for a billion yards. I think he maybe set the state record last year for total passing yards in a season. He threw for like over 5,000 yards in the eighth grade. So you're thinking, if you're throwing that many yards, like, there's some receivers on this team that are doing it. There's some receivers on this team that are just having video game numbers. And one of those receivers that this staff has been evaluating all, like, ever since they've gotten here, one of the receivers is named Cedric Simmons. And reportedly he plans to announce today as well. He's not a super highly rated guy, but he clearly can do put up the numbers. He has the production that is turning heads. And I'm going to talk about these numbers, and you're not going to believe it, okay? So last year, he had one in, let's see how many games. I think they played in the state championship, so that would have been roughly 15 games. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 games. Okay, in 14 games, he had 106 catches in 14 games, 2,192 yards, 2,192 yards, over 2,000 yards receiving in high school in 14 games. We're talking multiple 200-plus yard games. 1, 2, 3, 4 100-plus games. And then 20 touchdowns. 20 touchdowns. There's only two games last year where he did not catch a touchdown. That's insane. I know you're going to ask, like, okay, well, who's the, like, what classification? And admittedly, it is a smaller classification. I think Southside's either a 2 or 3A. They're small, okay? Very similar to Preston Williams. I think same exact classification. I don't know that they actually played each other. But we're just talking about numbers that are just incredible. He led the state in receiving last year. And I would imagine they're going to do it again this year. I mean, the quarterback they played with last year was only in eighth grade. Unreal numbers. And then he just casually had seven interceptions on defense too. It just seems like it's just one of the – this is like a goalish guy. And here's the thing. grew up an Alabama fan, whole family, Alabama fans. Alabama is in a funk right now in high school recruiting that is really unprecedented. They think they're going to go on a run here soon. I don't know. We'll see. He just visited, I think his last visit was, he just visited Alabama recently. I don't know if it's his last visit. For some reason, I feel like he was in Auburn this past weekend. Maybe that was 2 weekends ago. Doesn't matter. Bottom line is, Alabama wants this kid. Alabama really needs this kid. Because it's down to, you know, Alabama and Auburn, and they really need a headline, even if it is for a three-star guy. The problem is he's already getting some predictions from some of the same recruiting experts out there, the same national writers. He's getting some Auburn predictions. I like the kid even without the whole Alabama aspect to it. I like just having a kid that can put video game numbers up regardless of competition. But it's going to be even more sweet if Auburn can knock off Alabama for this kid. And then it's like, honestly, it's got to be like sound the alarm time for Alabama if you can't land this kid. I don't think it's going to be somebody that Auburn overspends for or overextends themselves to get. They want him, but they're not going to just go crazy or do anything irresponsible just because it's Alabama. It's the same thing. We've put eyes on him. We like him. He fits our system. We're going to go get him. He can be a perfect slot guy in this system. He's not incredibly small. He's 5'10", you know, but probably going to be a slot guy. And, you know, we're not going to go super crazy, but we want him. We're going to go try to get him. And that's pretty much it. I believe he announces today. It should be sometime after the Deshaun Hall announcement. Again, don't know if it's 100% Auburn. Feels like it's headed in that direction, but that will be a fun one to add. And that wide receiver room could be really interesting to watch because you got your two. I think Brylon Odor would be your more complete wide receiver on the outside. You know, big, physical, but has enough wiggle and enough top-end speed, you know, to stretch the field. And then you got Deshaun Hall, who is going to be your red zone threat, your mismatch guy, not going to be your super big burner, deep threat. And then you got Cedric Simmons, who could really honestly maybe do everything. He could probably play on the outside too. I wouldn't put it past him. But, yeah, that could happen. That could all go down today and be a really fun day for Auburn. If it's not, I would say it was a pretty if you miss on both of these guys, it would be a pretty rough day. It would be like the first time you could say, man, Auburn whiffed pretty hard on, you know, two relatively big targets that they had in mind at a position group that has been weird. It's just been a weird year for wide receivers. I don't know if it's just kind of a down year in this area or what's really going on there, but Auburn's just been kind of weird as far as wide receivers go in this class, but could take a big shot in the arm today. So let's see what happens. This has been just a wild run, and, you know, hopefully it's not stopping anytime soon. Kingston Miles made it official yesterday as he flipped to Missouri. Shouldn't have been a surprise to any of you guys. As Monty Williams committed on Sunday. We talked about that and how I just don't think Kingston was as all in as maybe the staff wanted him to. And when they realized that that was the case, they flipped the script and went and found his replacement immediately, didn't get caught with their pants down. So good stuff on that side. Don't want to downplay and act like Kingston was a bum all along. He's a freaking stud, and he's going to be really good wherever he goes. If he ends up at Missouri, I wouldn't be shocked if he's the heir apparent to Ahmad Hardy, because, dude, he can run, he can go, and he's big. So would have loved to have that 1-2 punch with him and MJC, Meissen Johnson Cook. But I like Monty Williams too. I like what he can bring to the table, a little bit more, maybe even some more versatility. So I think Auburn's going to be fine at running back, but that was official yesterday that that flip went down. No surprise whatsoever. And Auburn pivoted quick and you know, did what they had to do to get that position filled. So that was impressive in and of itself. Guys, really appreciate you listening. We're going to be back again real soon. Make sure that you like this video. Make sure you subscribe. Share it with a friend. And then if you want to catch some of the bonus content that we do, just hit up that YouTube subscription. It's very inexpensive, and you get a ton of value. You get essentially – no, it's not even essentially. You get 4 days of 2 15- to 20-minute bonus podcasts. You get film breakdowns whenever we have a commit. A lot of fun stuff. So make sure you sign up, send a membership to a friend, whatever. Doesn't matter. Just jump on in and keep us rolling. That helps us, obviously, continue to do what we do. Y'all have a great day. We'll be back again soon. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.